Let's acknowledge Jesus. Jesus, we thank you for this word. We thank you for the revelation knowledge that you're giving us to know you and how important it is that we do. We love you. We praise you. We give you all the glory here today. We honor you. Thank you. When you know the word of God, when you know what the word of God says, when the enemy comes to try to deceive you, you can say, no, I know the word doesn't say that. And so you can't trick me. And that's the whole idea. God wants you to know the word. He wants you to study, to show yourself approved, to make him proud, even when you're witnessing to other people, to know the word of God, to be able to answer their questions by your experience with Jesus is of great value. And that's why he says to study, to show yourself approved, to please the Father. I think a lot of people, you know, meet Jesus, but they're not taught to change what they think, to know him, to think in accordance to the kingdom of heaven. Because if you're not going to think that way, you're going to get lost, and the enemy is going to pull the rug out from under you. He's going to lie to you, and you're not going to know he's lying because you're still conformed to the world. Romans 12:2 says, don't be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the entire renewal of your mind. You think differently now. You think in comparison to the word of God, what Jesus says, what his opinion is, not as the world thinks anymore. If you continue to think the way they think, then you're not going to recognize the enemy lying to you. You're not going to recognize that you're conforming to his way. And that's a very dangerous way to live, because you will end up in hell with him. You won't be living in the kingdom of heaven. In order to live in the kingdom of heaven, we have to come in agreement with God. And in order to do that, you have to know his word. You have to know that he said. You have to forgive endlessly. You have to know that you have to be careful what you say, because what you say will happen. You have to know that you have to call those things to be not as though they were. He has principles to live by in order for his will to happen. And so we have to know those principles. And if we don't know those principles, we're not even going to be prepared to stand before him that day. If we don't know what we're supposed to do as well, for example, not everyone who calls me Lord, you can be calling him Lord, but never changed how you thought, never changed your thinking, never conformed to his way of doing and being right. And he's going to say, I didn't know you. So it's not just a prayer that you pray. It's a commitment to change what you think, to come into conformity to his will and his purpose. And so not everyone who calls me Lord will enter into the kingdom of heaven, but those who do the will of my Father. And many are going to say, but Lord, I said that prayer. But Lord this and Lord that, and not realizing that they weren't conformed to him. They didn't live by his principles. They didn't know what to do. My people perish for a lack of knowledge. So really just saying a prayer is really just lip service, but you have to commit to know Jesus, to know the word, so that you're just not lost in the crowd, so that you can commit to him and be a part of his life and do his will. Be that servant, that vessel that he needs to represent him, show who he is. And so in order to do that, you have to look at the word and then you apply it to your life. And as you do that, you're going to learn it. And you're going to recognize Jesus talking to you. because he's going to sound like his word, and you're going to recognize the enemy talking to you because he's going to twist it. He's going to lie to you. He's going to try to get you to abandon the word of God. He's going to try to get you to live by your flesh. And so if you're not in the word, if you're not transforming your thinking, then you're just going to think the way you always did, and nothing's going to change and in your life, and the enemy is always going to have a hold on you. And so you have to pay attention to the word. In the Passion Translation, Romans 12:2 says, "Stop imitating the ideals and opinions of the culture around you, but be inwardly transformed by the Holy Spirit through a total reformation of how you think. This will empower you to discern God's will as you live a beautiful life, satisfying and perfect in His eyes." So without changing what you think, you can't live in His promises, and likely you will not enter into eternal life with Him. Surrender to Him. Surrender to Him so that you can know, so you can have understanding, so that you can actually practice the Word of God and have, as we just read, that beautiful life that He promises. You can't be a conqueror if you don't know the word. My people perish for a lack of knowledge. And there's so much that you're going to be in the dark about because you just still are living in the world and they don't know what a person knows who is spiritual, a person who looks at the word and conforms to it and changes what they think. And that's why they look strange to somebody in the world, and you're going to start looking strange to them. They're going to wonder, why are you doing it that way? Why are you giving? Why aren't you selling that? Because give and it'll be given unto you. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be given back to you. How come you're not working 3 jobs like we are? How are you doing that? My God meets all my needs according to His riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Seek His way of doing and being right, and everything will be added unto you. Resist the enemy. Don't allow him in your life, and he will flee. But you're not going to even know that he's in your life if you don't know the word. He's going to be running around killing, stealing, and destroying in your life. And you're going to be saying, well, I guess God did this to me. It is what it is. I guess it happened for a reason. And you're quoting lies that you've heard in the world because you don't know the truth. Because you don't know it. So we got to know the truth. And we got to live it now so we can get ready to be that bride that stands before Him without spot or wrinkle. He's calling you to be His bride without spot or wrinkle. And that takes letting Him transform you into His likeness. That takes getting rid of that sin. And you're not even going to understand what sin is until you know the Word of God, until you study, until you sit in His presence and let Him unveil the truth to you. Let Him correct you. Let Him show you. So that's what I have for you today. Let's acknowledge Him, Jesus. We thank You for showing us the truth. We thank You so much for confronting us today, giving us the knowledge that we need to know what we have to do to enter into the kingdom of heaven, to enter into Your promises, to know you, to know all your principles that are good and healthy, and they eliminate the bad. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now submit to him. Ask him to come and live on the inside of you. Heed his voice. Look at the word and come in agreement with it. Heed his voice, and he'll make himself real to you, and he'll prepare you not only here to live that good and beautiful life, but he'll prepare you to move into the kingdom with him. That day, you'll be ready. You'll be that bride without spot or wrinkle. Really, when you ask him to come live on the inside of you, you're saying, yes, I will marry you. Yes, I'm going to take time to get to know you. Yes. Thanks so much for listening today. God bless you.